You told me just before we started having a chat about recently something happened to you. What was that?
Hearts have got a Hall of Fame, and I got a letter one morning saying that they wanted to induct me into the Hall of Fame. I thought, oh, somebody's winding me up here. When I think of the great players that I played with, and I'm alongside them.
How did you feel?
Oh, magnificent. And I'll tell you what, they gave us a magnificent night. I had all the family along. I had both my sons, Leslie, everybody was along, and the club was absolutely brilliant. Oh, just looked after us, smashing, really good. There were six of us got inducted that night, really good.
Is that the end of your sports career, now that you've been inducted into the Hall of Fame after all these years as well? Mind you, it's good to top off everything, isn't it, with being put in that position?
People are beginning to recognise who I am in that now, you know.
Now, after all these games.
After all these, you know, yourself talking about going on radio, saying, and getting invites everywhere. In fact, all the clubs, I get invites to go, there's dinners on or reunion nights and that. And it's great to catch up with all the old crowd. Trouble is that, you know, we're getting on a wee bit now, and it's, how is so-and-so? We get all the aches and pains, so we all share, how are you getting on? What's wrong with her?
Well, you're catching up.
Oh, I'm catching up with them all,
We can hear noise in the background, the basketball's still going on. How is Polonia Phoenix doing anyway? You don't need to tell me the score, but how are they doing?
Well, they're doing well tonight. That's the best I've seen them playing for a long time. There's a few girls come back into the team, and they've got a more balanced team than they had earlier. But my daughter's been there all her basketball days. She's Phoenix. She should get a gold star for long service medal.
What do you think, you know, people in sport and that, for all their achievements? Maybe one day someone will hand over an MBE to you or something like that?
No. I'd be embarrassed. No. There's people going about in the football and sport, in all sports, that deserve MBEs or OBEs or whatever.
And yet Lindsay's still playing. She's out there and playing on the court.
I've been watching it all the years and I can't even follow the rules yet.
Or strange rules.
I'm sitting beside one of the officials there, and I've got to ask him, what was that a foul for? That was never a foul. You know? And he's Robert Bald. He's in charge of the referees.
So he's keeping an eye on them.
Just keep an eye on it. Watch what he says.
But you're keeping an eye on the game and pulled you away from the game, which is much appreciated. But to actually sit down and talk to a legend like yourself is fantastic, and hear about your achievements and what you've been given, like inducted into the Hall of Fame, is just fantastic. Oh, out of the blue, a great surprise, but well deserved, I think. When was the last time you kicked the ball?
Oh, I was down at a testimonial for Newcastle. We played at Newcastle.
Been part of the event, the testimonial says a lot as well, that people will remember you and recognise you, and people want to see the legends and want to see people who played years ago. Well, they're playing the game next door. Let's pop back and see how they're doing. I think they're taking the game by storm, playing well, and all I can say is thanks very much for taking the time out, you know, coming through to the hall here for your basketball morning here at Grace Mountain High School.
No problem. Thanks very much. Thanks for asking me. See this Hall of Fame, it's getting me more famous than ever.